Dunderheads. Well, anyway, we're actually from Vancouver, and our name is Lashback, and we got that kind of raw, loose, live, early Black Flag feel, you know, that takes you way back. And what we're going to do is what all, you know, semi-professional people do. We're going to open with our weaker material and then go into our raging formula classics. Here's a song called Small Doses.
Smells like leaving hotel. Smells like old alcohol. Smells like overnight bullshit smell.
Singing middle C. We're really good now compared to how we started when we all first started jamming in November, and our songs used to end with three of the members looking at another member still playing in confusion. Now we just play and then end, and it's syncopated. I'll bet you we all menstruate at the same time too. This next one's called Pop, and this is our formula song. This is the one we hope to get signed to the majors with. It's that pleasant mix of punk and ska that you hear, you know, on your way home from the office.
Fuck 'em with the first try.
gone. Fuck him up with full stock, fuck him over till they're gone. Fuck him up with full stock, fuck him over till they're gone. Fuck him up with full stock, and fuck him over till they're gone. Till they're gone! All gone! Till they're gone! And then my mom came into the room and she had this little thing and she said, no, all the kids at school are going to be wearing the adhesive pads. And she said, you're going to wear the belt. This next one's our love song. And I know by now, everyone at home, everyone in the audience at home, you used to just be watching the TV with the volume down, but now you've got the TV off. Now you've got the TV off, and you've got your hand on your girlfriend's knee, and you're looking into his eyes, and you're thinking that everything he says is intelligent, even though it's not. And you can't wait for us to play Big Dump. Call that one boyfriend of 5 years, and then I'll go out to the nursery school and try and actually implement it. But it didn't happen. There was also a verse to it that just didn't happen. Men are like diapers now, you gotta figure it out. You take a big shit in them and then you throw it out. I'm gonna tell you something, and I know you're gonna wince. Next month I got a date with a 16-month-old prince. We just couldn't fit it in, we're too nice. Oh, they're loving us out there. The phone boards lighten up. CDs, tote bags, drink containers, and shoelaces on sale in the sub ballroom. Lashback, remember the name. Don't forget the faces. This next song's about straight edge people, but not really about straight edge people, because there's actually two sort of straight edge people in the band, except, you know, I think they eat ham or something, I'm not sure. It's called Pack of Dogs.
Ah!
deny that your dick is hard. Deny that your dick is hard. Deny that your dick is hard. Like a bag of dogs. Just like a bag of dogs. Close by the closed legs, lead up to your open grave. I mean, when you're preaching lies, I want that sweet up for your eyes. Until I shake a god. But I'll shoot you falling off! Oh, I'll shoot you falling off! Oh, I'll you shoot, motherfucker, when you falling off the fucking edge! Running on empty like a pack of dogs. 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 Running on empty. Close by the clothes, I sit on to your open grace. I mean, with your preaching words, I will not sleep in your eyes. So I shake it off. But I'll shoot you falling off. Close by the clothes, I sit on to your open graves. Thank you, thank you. This is our song with integrity, this next one. Why am I saying thank you? There's no one in here. I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio, and I'm saying thank you.
All right.
No, that was just canned applause. Don't pay any attention. Our last song, our big finish, is a little ditty we like to call Factory School. What the fuck is this shit? Nothing I can do with it. Counter is a fight again. Starter is a fight again. Take out my eyes. Take out my eyes. Take out my clit. You can get a life inside of me, cross the clit. Maybe you can get a life straining winners in a cage. Maybe you can get a life smoking curtains by the bed. You can get a life. Let it down. Deny your rage. What the fuck is this shit? Nothing I can deal with it. Never is a flesh again. Don't even tell me what your name is. Maybe you could get a life straining wieners in a cage. Maybe you could get a life closing curtains by the bank. Maybe you could get a life laying down. Get out of range. It paid for me to go to school. Happy because I was into it. Sucked me into buying lies. My daily life was circumcised. Maybe you could get a life inside of me. Maybe you could get a life straining wieners in a cage. Maybe you could get a life smoking carbs by the bank. Ow! Amen. Now for some words from our sponsor, Jiffy Cola.
Well, a guy named Schmike phoned up with total encouragement. He says to keep up the spirit. And then he said, excuse me, I got to pick my nose right now. And then he basically wanted to know how to meet you, and the singer here, and he says she is so eloquent with a tough love, Schmike. And then he goes, P.S. And he had to say aside, gotta scratch the old melon for this one. What a gigantic hunk of a woman. How am I supposed to meet women like this?
Oh, gosh. I'm glad he came and, you know, said that, because we've got absolutely nothing to fill up the rest of the time with, and now I can just sit here and... I don't want to burn him, though. I mean, he's like my first fan kind of thing. Except for the guy in Nelson with the blonde dreadlocks who looked like some total guy that wouldn't let me even, you know, rummage through his garbage in everyday life. But then he saw me on the stage and he gave me a lit smoking joint. And he didn't call me a douchebag or anything. He just gave me the joint and he said, oh, you're nice. That was the best. I can't wait to be a star. What are we going to do to fill the rest of the time? Poetry? Anyone like some poetry? Poems suck. poem, Surly Thuck. I haven't any friends. Oh, why can't I fuck? I'm all alone. My life is a muck. So I'll exploit my ends. Poems thoroughly suck. Thank you.
Another person, another lady phoned up this time, and she says that you rock the universe and wants to know where to get your demo tape.
That would be... that would be my mom. Thanks, Mom. Are we just going to stay here and, like, turn this into, like, round table, like, phone-in show, talk to Lashback?
Got any problems, Colin? We'll answer them.
Oh, well, this one's for the bassist. You see, I've been noticing that I've been getting really large pimples on, like, private areas of my body, areas that my mother told me I should never look at, let alone touch, but I've been looking at them and touching them, and I've been letting other people touch them, too. Oh, bathroom humor. That's really funny. Ah, sweet Jesus! Rock and roll! Are we still on the air? We're still on the air, so maybe I should tell you a little story. You see, we took a road trip out to Nelson. We took this road trip out to Nelson, and we had this really big van, and there was 11 people in it. And none of these people, well, everyone actually, neglected to take a bath or a shower for about a week before. So we were getting pretty cozy in there. We had the Michael Jackson going, the early Michael Jackson, the pre-pedophile Michael Jackson, the Michael Jackson when he was five, or was that the Jackson 5? And he was five back when the Jackson 5 was the Jackson 5. And back when Michael Jackson would have found himself sexy, we were all driving in the van up to Nelson, and there was this Gino guy, and he had on like shoulder pads and a nice soft leather suit and a silk shirt, and coiffed hair, you know, like the kind of hair you see up on the wall in a hairdressing salon. And a little manicured beard, like not a goatee, you know. I'm not going to offend any hipsters out there. He had like a manicured full beard all the way out to his cheekbones. And a tie and dress shoes. And he got into our car with 11 people, into our van with 11 people, sorry. And there was only enough room for him to sit bolt upright, which he did. And he faced forward and he said absolutely nothing. We got about a mile and a half down the road, and he said, you can let me out here now. So we did. We felt tough. Do you want to talk? I think we're only going to be on for like another couple of minutes. Would you like to say your last goodbyes? Everyone's totally shaking at me like they're just, oh, man. Oh, sod off, I hate the bloody queen. This is our final gig as the original lineup of Lashback.
I love you, Misty. Oh, you're my dear Misty.
We are none of that. We've got to make this, you know, interesting for the audience. We can't just babble and prattle on about nothing. We could play. Hey guys, we could play Anarchy. I forgot all about Anarchy. Anarchy is our most beautiful song. I unplugged your pedal. Back before Kathleen and Coral plucked their first strings of the bass. Back before Misty twanged her first guitar. Back before Zoe bet her first Tom. And we're not talking about her boyfriend, Tom. And back before I belted my first honey golden pure note. Ah! We all went to this place to get away from the fast-paced beat of the city called Anarchist Mountain. And up in Anarchist Man, we realized, you know, we didn't want to start no fanzine. We didn't want to have a column in no newspaper. We didn't want to be no radio DJ. We wanted to validate ourselves by being in a band, man. A mother band. Tonight, we're gonna mess stuff up real good, Mom. And we came to this song with the lunar tides of our womanly cycles, and it fell out of us like babies. It was beautiful. It's called Anarchy. We hope you like it. That's a good song. Does everyone want to hear it again? Okay. In a white room with white people at the National Youth Gathering. That's got to be everything. I think we've milked it for as long as we can. Evan hit it. That was Janice saying, Evan hit it.